Paul, it was just second quickest team out there tonight, or I mean, what was?
Yeah, hands and feet, right? So they skated real well in the hands. So it's knocked an awful lot down, but we would have to take responsibility for a big chunk of that and how we moved the puck, how we moved our feet.
I mean, you probably won't blame it on the reffing, but the tripping penalty is kind of or non-tripping penalty was kind of a turning point for you guys at that point.
Yeah, it's going to happen over 82 where they miss one that's real clean in front of them, and it ends up in the back of your net, and that's a tough one with the, you know, I thought they were better than us in the first period's even, they were better than us at almost right to 2-2 there, and then, I mean, it can't be the end of your game, but it seemed to be at that point. Their guy made two or three real big saves in a block of about 4 minutes after that, and we had a bunch go in, so it was a tough one, but we wouldn't be take that away, get the call, get the power play. Sure, who knows what can happen, but we aren't bragging about our game with that event missing.
You knew you were going to have some challenges with Perreault out and trying to move some guys, and then you lose Andrew Kopp as well. Just kind of how was that for you on the bench?
You lose a bit of your identity there with both those guys going out. It changes the line on you. I liked them early, and I thought they were going as well as anything that we had there. Got to the net front a little bit, so you miss those guys, and then you miss Andrew on the PK in the second one, and it's a challenge.
Is that kind of vintage Jordan Staal, just being able to be around the net?
Yeah, I mean, he scored a whole bunch of those where the puck either gets to the net or doesn't get to the net, but he's big and strong net front and got such good hands.
Paul, is it more of a mercy pull for Connor, or you want to get it was enough. Some work? Or?
Yeah, all those things. Five's enough for any one guy, and I didn't think that it was going to be easier for him in the net in the third. If there was a spark for a comeback for us, it wasn't going to be on our goaltender. We've got a bunch of games every second night here, and wanted to get Lauren some minutes that would open up the opportunity then for Connor playing a bunch of games ahead of us.
Obviously, it's a highlight reel. You don't like to see them scored against you, but is there a what's the way to defend the lacrosse type of goal?
Just get Adam Lowry not to get tripped and doesn't get back there. That's a tough play for the tender because it is behind the net. Most of those pucks come around the net wrapped. It's pretty neat.
Anything you can tell us about Andrew? Or
nothing yet, but I will tomorrow.